Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
Praise God. Now let me just say this. You know, we're becoming more efficient as a body because of the technology that's available to us. So because of the virus that hit the earth, our numbers went down dramatically, obviously, even on a Sunday, but also they're watching online, but also healing school. And so we get maybe 6, maybe 10 people at healing school right now. So what the Lord's put on my heart is I'm going to do it on Thursday morning at 9 o'clock online from home. You can pick it up anywhere, and then that's also keeping you safe and social distancing, because I don't want to be part of the problem where people get together and things happen. But I feel we'll be able to reach a lot more people, not just here in Port St. Lucie, but around the world, because what it's going to be is what God taught me and how God taught me about healing. Amen. And then we will switch over to what God taught me about finances and how to handle finances and a lot of other things. So we want to start doing this live. So Thursday, this Thursday morning, go on our webpage and you can click on view or on watch, and it'll come up live and you can do a healing school right there at home. Amen. Sound like a plan? Amen. Amen. God's ahead of the curve. Let's take our Bible in our hands, shake it all about, and let's make a faith statement. Are you ready? Let's say it. This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who he said I am. I have what he said I have. I can do what he said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God. Well, you know, it's a wonderful time to be alive. It's all I know. I know the great apostle Paul would love to have lived in these times. But, you know, God has chosen each and every one of us for the time we're in. And if you're chosen for this time, if you're alive today and you're here, that means God's got something lined up for you to do in the kingdom of God. You see, listen, it's important to make a living and make money for your family and take care of your kids in that. But it's more important for you to know what's going on in the kingdom of heaven. Amen. Because really what's coming down the pike, as we were warned in a dream by our sister over there, that the dark cloud coming, that, like my wife said, is not to scare us, it's to prepare us. You see, God will always give a heads up to the saints. He'll always let us know what's going on. God wants us to know what he's doing. And so we have to keep our ears tuned in and our hearts tuned in. Amen. And God will tell us things to come. And he's been talking to us a lot. And I told you, he said to me not long ago, he said, I was in a dream. Actually, I was dreaming. And I was fast asleep. And I just heard this voice. I dreamt the voice. You know, I can't say I heard an audible voice. It was someone speaking to me. And I heard, as was the days of Noah, so is today. And I lay there thinking about that, sleeping, thinking about it. And then maybe 5 minutes went by, and the same voice said, as was the days of Sodom and Gomorrah, so is today. And I just like, and that's it. That's all I heard. But that's a warning. That is a warning, because the Bible talks about it'll be like in the days of Noah when sudden destruction came on the people that were not ready. Remember, God had the ark and he saved the 8 people. And the saints are going to be taken care of, but we've got to be alert, we've got to be aware, we've got to be ready to do what God tells us to do. Amen. Now is the time, now is the hour for us to shine. Amen. This is a time for the saints of God to shine. And God said we will see at our own hands unusual miracles, unusual signs. And I believe it. Yes. Now, we are a word of faith church. It's like my wife took my notes this morning and she read my notes and then she came and gave a message. You'll hear what I'm talking about in a while. That's because the Spirit See, the Spirit speaks to us. And he doesn't want one bunch of people of saints doing this while he's got others doing that. He wants us to be in unison and unity. Remember when they were in one accord in the upper room? That's when the power of the Holy Spirit came. And so we are a Word of Faith church. And we challenge people and we tell people how to take care of themselves. And we need to be doers, as my wife said. Because a hearer only is built on a sand. He's built his house on the sand. But the hearer and doer, he hears and he does, it's like he built his house on the rock. And when the dark clouds came and the elections went crazy and the coronavirus came, your house is founded on the rock. When the wind and the wave was blasting, you're founded on the rock. That's why I love, this is how I fight my battles. When they picked up the Bibles, this is how I fight my battle. That's the battle. The battle is the Word of God. Worshiping God, praying, taking the Word, and utilizing the Word. And the problem is there are so many Christians around the world today that don't know how to operate with the Word. Now, I'm going to give you a huge statement that Jesus made. This is really very, very big. You can turn to Matthew 16. Go with me to Matthew 16. And verse 19. It says here, "And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven." The keys, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Now the keys are symbols of authority and ruling power. You can see that in Isaiah 22:22. Keys are symbols of authority and ruling power. I will give you the keys of heaven. What does a key do? It unlocks. It opens. If there's a treasure and you've got a key, you can open the treasure, lift it up and get the treasure out. So God is giving us something. This is a big statement. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Well, what are the keys? What is he talking about? What are the keys? The rest of the verse tells us. He says, "And whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever you shall loose in the earth shall be loosed in the heaven." Now, many people take the scripture and they turn it around. And they try to say, what God has done in heaven, you can do in the earth. That's not what the Bible says right here. He says, what you bind, I will bind. People try to take that and turn it around to suit their theology. You even see some translations. They say, if it's bound in heaven, you can bind it in the earth. That's not what the scripture is saying yet. He says, what you bind, I will back up and bind in heaven. What you loose, I will back up and loose in heaven. Amen. This is a key. Don't forget, he said, I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Yes. This is a major big statement and it's a big key. Heaven is allowing what we allow. Amen. Get that in your spirit. Heaven is allowing what we allow. Right. And people get mad at God. Why God did this happen? Or why didn't he do that? Or why does he allow it? Or why doesn't he help? The question really is, why are people allowing it? Come on. If he said, I've given you the keys, you bind, you loose. And then things happen. And we say, God, why are you doing this? No. God, why am I allowing this? This is the Word of God. This is Word of Faith. Amen. God is allowing what we allow. Yeah. Say that.
God is allowing what we allow.
And one of the greatest lessons we can learn as believers is we've been given authority. Now people will fight you, but we have been given authority by God. Matthew 28:18, you can just write this down. I didn't even bring the scripture. All authority, Jesus said, in heaven and earth is given to me. Now you go and do. God, Jesus had all the authority and he transferred it to us. We are his ambassadors in the world. We are his mouthpiece. We are the light and the salt of the earth. We've got the authority. And then in Luke 10:19, he said, I give you authority over all the power of the enemy. We've got the authority. So when God says, I'm giving you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, what you bound will be bound, and what you loose will be loosed. This is the principle. It's a key from God. It unlocks the treasures.
Hallelujah. Glory. Thank you, Lord.
Now we've got to see this, because too many Christians, too many saints today are being beat up all around the world, not aware that they have authority to take care of this thing. We've been given authority to loose. We've been given authority to permit. We've been given authority to lay hold of. Amen. We can loose, we can permit, and we can lay hold.
All right.
Think about that. We've been given authority to bind and to shut things down.
Yeah.
This is what God's given us as children of His, as saints. We've got authority to bind and shut the enemy's work in your life down.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Now, listen, we have to fight the good fight of faith. It's not always easy. I've just been through a battle. And let me tell you what, in the middle of my battle, I forgot some things. Because when you're in pain, or if you don't have the money, or everything's against you at this particular moment, we tend to start thinking differently.
Yes.
Thank God the word starts coming out.
Yes.
And you get back into praying in tongues, and you start saying, no, I don't sit here and take that. I receive, I take by force what God's given to me. You have to fight this thing.
Yes. Yes.
That's why I said fight the good fight of faith. So if God says, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom of heaven, you bind, you loose.
Okay.
We can't stand this saying, why, God, did you let this happen? He's saying, why did you allow it?
Okay.
Come on, we've got to get that right. Mark 16:17, just to show you some more authority. These signs will follow those who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons.
Yeah.
There it is, she spoke it.
Yeah.
First one, in my name, you'll cast out demons. That's some authority. Isn't that some authority?
Yeah.
Remember the men were trying to cast out the demon that was throwing the kid into the fire?
Yeah.
Remember that? They couldn't do it. The disciples couldn't do it. Jesus came and he said, hey, be gone. And it was gone. He said, I'm giving you that authority that I did that. You can do that.
Yeah.
You've got to see this. You've got to take this as real. You've got to say, this is the word of God. And if God is telling me, then God cannot lie. It has to be so. So he says, these signs will follow them who believe. In my name, they will cast out demons. They will speak with new tongues. They will take up serpents. And if they drink anything deadly, it will by no means hurt them. They will lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Now, most of the church world don't believe this. You lay hands on someone that's sick, they'll say, you're one of those cults. There's the word of God right there. He said, if you're a believer, you can lay hands on the sick, they'll recover.
Yes.
If someone poisons you, you drink something wrong by mistake, it won't kill you.
Yes.
Paul demonstrated that with the serpent. But most of the church world, they don't believe it. They get mad at you when you tell them God's given us authority in the earth to bind and to shut down. Much of the emphasis with the world is let go and let God. In other words, do nothing. Let go and let God. Where does God say that?
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
Now enrolling Synergy School of Tomorrow, Junior College in St. Lucie County, grades 6 through 12. Synergy is a college preparatory and vocational school that offers students who graduate a high school diploma with the potential of earning an AA degree or vocational certifications in pre-med, technology, culinary, cosmetology, and more. Synergy Magnet is a proud partner of WCNO. Synergy School of Tomorrow accepts all state scholarships. For more information, check out synergymagnet.com.